All right, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 43 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And in this podcast, we're going to begin a series that I've titled The Law of Sowing and Reaping. The Law of Sowing and Reaping. The Law of Sowing and Reaping. The thing is, sowing and reaping is a very important part of our lives as individuals. We all know this, that whatever we sow, we will in one way, shape, or form reap. So today, my anchor scripture is going to be taken from the book of Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. Right? Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. And I'll read from the New International Version. Right? It says, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Look at what the Bible says here. It says that these things will never cease. So it means they will always be there. Always. And look at one thing it said. Seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. Seed time and harvest. So the thing is, when something is planted as a seed, a fruit will come from it. Why? Because it's a law. It's a law that operates in the Bible. But I guess before I jump into this some more, let me define what I consider to be a law, right? So the thing is, a law is a system of rules that regulates behavior. A law is a system of rules that regulates behavior. So if, for example, one of the reasons America as a country works is because there are laws, and when you disobey those laws, there are consequences. When you obey those laws, there are benefits. If there were no laws that governed how we drive on the road, then we will have a huge problem with people dying and accidents happening and all those bad things. But those road laws are things that the traffic laws literally maintain human life. They prevent humans from dying carelessly, dying unnecessarily. If you check places where they have speed cameras, I imagine that the presence of speed cameras vastly reduces the number of accidents, right? Because people know that, okay, they have to follow the law. Especially when you're in a situation where people are forced to follow certain laws, then you usually see a lot of adherence to those things. I mean, in medicine, we have this concept of a quality improvement concept of forcing functions. When you force people that, oh, they can't move forward without doing XYZ things, then those people are going to stick to the law, right? So the thing is, the God that we serve is a God of law, is a God that respects laws. We see that many things we observe in creation, right? Many things we observe, like the sun comes up in the morning, goes down at night, the moon comes up at night, is gone by morning. We see that we have regular seasons and all those things. Those things are all built on law. They're all built on principle. So God respects principle. God is a God of law. Now, many of us have heard of this term as well, that what you sow is what you'll reap. What you sow is what you'll reap. The thing is, at the end of the day, the circumstances of today, your present situation, is a product of the seeds that you sowed yesterday. But one thing, though, I want to establish before I proceed further is that if you have a past that was not good, let's say you made all these mistakes in the past, you sowed all these wrong seeds in the past, God can clean it up. He can make it new. The Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. The Bible says, all things are passed away, and all things have become what? New. So God can give you a brand new beginning when you give your life to Christ. And I will give you an opportunity to give your life to Christ at the end of this podcast. So, very important to realize, you may be experiencing blessings today because you sowed good seeds in the past. may be experiencing challenges today because you sowed wrong seeds in the past, right? And yes, I know I have been saying the past, but let me tell you something. You have today. Today is a new day. Today is a Sunday morning. You have today. There's a part of the Bible that says, today, if you will hear my voice, don't harden your hearts. God is saying, you know what? Okay, you've messed up in the past, but how about you start doing the right thing from today? That's why the Bible says, now is the time of salvation, not tomorrow. Oh, not the past. No. Now is the time. Even if you've been doing the wrong thing all along in life, there is no better time to start doing the right thing than to start now, right? So you can make changes today so that your future will be bright. Today is the father of your tomorrow. The people that make heaven are those that are sowing the right seeds right now in the present, right? And let me tell you this. It doesn't really matter who you are in life. You cannot escape the law of sowing and reaping. God himself is the one that created the law. He said it in the Bible. God himself is the one that created the law. So he's the one that enforces that law. So he will make sure that law comes to pass, right? You see, some people use the term karma, right? Oh, that what goes around comes around. No. It's just them mislabeling the law of sowing and reaping. What you sow, you will reap. What you sow, you will reap. So this law, you may say, oh, why is divine discussing this law? The reason I'm discussing this law is, it's one of these things I feel like applies to so many areas of our lives. So many areas of our lives, right? It's one of these laws, one of these laws from the Bible, one of these divine laws that I feel like has the widest application, has one of the widest possible applications. Like literally the law of sowing and reaping, it applies in your relationship with God. It applies in your marriage. It applies in your career. If you own a business, it applies in your business. It applies in your health. It applies in your academics, right? What you put in as a student many times will determine the kinds of results you get on exams, right? What you put into your health, there are some people that pay lip service to their health. They don't see a doctor for like 10 years, right? And then you notice that they have all these health problems. Well, they didn't invest enough in their health. Now they are paying the price, right? Even in your marriage, what you put into your marriage is what you're going to get out of it. Simple as that, right? So what you sow is what you reap. So my job over these next few podcasts, by the grace of God, is today is just me laying a foundation. My job over the next few podcasts is to explain the law of sowing and reaping from a context of five parts. Like it's almost like me supplying you a template. If you take this template and apply it to your marriage or to your career or to your business or to your talents or to your relationship with God, to anything in life, you'll get the right result, right? So I will give you a template of five things over the next few podcasts that will tell us, okay, what are the things that make it their way into the law of sowing and reaping? Like really, if you identify these five things, put them together for every situation of life, the right results are inevitable. If you don't put them together right, the wrong results are inevitable. So what are the five components of the law of sowing and reaping? The number one component of the law of sowing and reaping is the increaser. The increaser. I'm just going to introduce this today. The increaser. The increaser is God. I'm going to talk about this some more in a future podcast. Now, the number two component of the law of sowing and reaping is the seed. The seed that you are sowing. The thing you're putting in the ground. That's the second component. The third component of the law of sowing and reaping is the ground itself. Like what ground? Again, the fact that you have seed and the fact that there is ground available does not mean that ground is where you should be sowing that seed. There are certain grounds that cannot support certain kinds of seeds. There are certain grounds that give better yield than others. The fourth thing is the season in which you are sowing. Again, many of us even recognize this. Even farmers recognize this. There is a time where you're supposed to be sowing, like you're supposed to be planting. There's a time where you're supposed to be harvesting. If you're planting when you're supposed to be harvesting, you're going to suffer loss. Right? So seasons are very important. And then the fifth and final thing is the reaper. So that's you yourself. The person that sowed that seed, the person that is going to take the harvest, whether good or bad, that comes at the end. So again, in future podcasts, we're going to be going through these principles one by one. So as I said at the beginning, again, it doesn't matter what your past may have looked like. Remember that Jesus loves you. If that's one thing you take away from today, is the fact that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. He really cares for you, right? Even in your sinful state, Jesus still loves you. You see, the Bible says that in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, right? So imagine a person, he sees you doing wrong, but he still shows you love, right? So I want to extend an invitation to you to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll clean up your past. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. I want everything to become new for you. So if you want to take that first step towards salvation today, I'll encourage you to pray this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. Cleanse me, Lord. I believe you died on the cross to save me from all my sins. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood and fill me with your spirit. And give me the grace to love you all the days of my life and to obey your divine laws. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have said this prayer, congratulations. You're a child of God. I seriously, seriously, sincerely rejoice with you. I will encourage you, find the Bible. Find the Bible. You can even have a Bible app on your phone and start from the book of John, right? Read the Bible, do what it says, and you'll see your life take a turn for the better. And then another thing I also want to say is, find a Bible-believing church. The Bible says, don't forsake the gathering together of saints. One of the ways to strengthen yourself, besides reading the Word of God and obeying it, is gathering with other believers, right? Fellowshipping with other believers. So find a Bible-believing church. I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many wonderful churches all over the world. Because there are many churches these days that say they are Bible-believing, but they preach heresy. They don't preach according to God's word. They twist the word of God around. So find a Bible-believing church. Again, develop a relationship with God. Spend time in praise. Spend time in worship. Spend time in prayer. And all will be well with you. So I wish you all the best. Have a wonderful day. And if you have any questions, just email me through the website, divineinterventionlifelessons.com. Divineinterventionlifelessons@gmail.com. So thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. God bless you. Thank you.